Okay, we're in Perek Vav in Hilchos Gerushin. We left off with Halacha Yud Gimel. What the Rambam is going to switch to now is one thing that's going to cover is the requirement, the construct of the requirement to have witnesses or edim who witness the shaliach giving the get to the woman. And the second thing he's going to take up is the idea of bittul by the husband. The husband has the ability to go ahead and basically nullify the get even after the get was given. And you'll see how those situations emerge. That'll take us to the end of the parak. So he says in parak Vavalach Yudalad, he says, Shaliach Shahavi get kishuhu no snow la, right? No snow bifnei edim. So when the Shaliach Hova, comes to go ahead and give the get to the woman in front of edim, okay? When he's going to give it to her, he must do it in front of edim. Those two witnesses must go ahead and read the get. And then they give the get to her in front of them. Okay. Because basically the shaliach with the woman is replacing, the shaliach is replacing the baal. So therefore he has to do, everything has to run normally in the get transaction. Okay, let's say the case was is shaliach gave the get to her and the edim mesira did not read it. Then the lasso and she took it. And she threw it into the ocean. That would actually be a situation of a suffik gerushin. Now, let's say the shaliach is over this requirement, violates this requirement, gives her the get privately. Okay, so then he should take it back from her. He should then take it back from her and then re-gift her the get, so to speak, in front of witnesses. Then mace, and let's say he died, and therefore he could not get the get back from her because he's dead. So since she has the get, as long as we can verify the signatures of the witnesses, that would be considered sufficient, and the get is considered kasher. Okay, halacha design. Now, shliach should not all get. Let's say the shliach takes the get, okay, and he is UPSing the get to her. The kodem shiagia liyada isha, and before the get gets into the hands of the woman, chazar habal, the baal has a change of heart. Vamrlo, get you, and he says, okay, he says to her, okay, excuse me, to him, get you shalachti imcha, he says to the shaliach, the get I sent with you, batalu, is basically null and void. Okay, so again, the get did not get to her hands yet. He goes ahead and, what it called, changes his mind, and he sends another shaliach to go ahead and nullify the get. Or, oh, shakadda barmal isha, or he went ahead and, before it got to her, he says to the woman, get shalachti lach batalu, or he says to her before she gets the get, listen, I changed mind about the get, it's batal. Oh, shashalach shliach akar levatlo, where he sent another shliach to mevatal it. Oh, shamar lacherim, get shalachti lishti batalu, or he says to others, the get that I sent to my wife is batal. Harezet batal. As long as he said this, okay, prior to the get getting to her hands, right? Even if the get gets into her hands, okay, let's say to a shliach kabbalah, for example, since he decided to change his mind, it's actually mevatel the get. So there's a way for him to mevatel the get even after the transaction has taken place. Let's say he's going ahead and mevatel the get in front of others. He has to do it in front of two witnesses. Vim akha shahia get liyada. And if he tries to mevatel the get after it gets in her hands, oliyad shaliach kabbalah, or after gets shaliach kabbalah, ain yachol levatlo. Then it's too late. Afapi shachazer besokede dibor. Even if he actually changed his mind, in a brief time after the shaliach kabbalah got it, for example, right? Hov akha shahia liyada, liyad shaliach kabbalah, since it already was in her hands, olechatzera batlo. Batlo ain a bitl, raise a get kasher. His ability to nullify it doesn't work, and to get kasher. So it's all about when he tries to mevatel it. If he tries to mevatel the get before it gets in her hands, then it's a good bitl. And if he tries to mevatel the get after it gets in her hands, then it would not be a good bitl. And in the first case, even if he mevatel the get before it got in her hands, and let's say it didn't end up getting in her hands, it doesn't matter because he was ready to mevatel it before she actually had possession of the get. So that would be a way that the baal can renege on the get. Halachi Yad Zayin. Now, Hayam Mechazim Mavakesh Shliach Kedei Levatlo. Let's say the Baal was searching, okay, for a Shliach to go ahead and Mavatel the get, okay, meaning he wanted to appoint somebody to assist in this task, or he was looking for two people that he'd be able to go ahead and be mevatel to get in front of them. That he's going and running after, what he called the get that's going to, after the get gets in her hands, Bakrak Butlo, Ada Butlo. Okay? So let's say, like, he's looking far and wide for these witnesses. He's chasing it. He's trying to do it. He's trying to get this done before it hits her hand. Once it hits her hands, it's too late. Afi Shahi and Mechazel the Butlo, couldn't you get the others? Even though he was searching so hard to find somebody to go ahead and assist him in Mimavata the get, it's too late. The get already got into her hands. Go ahead, Ron.
Yesterday we said that a shaliach hava does not need edim, and when Rambam says that if the get's not of a shaliach hava, it's not a get. She's not divorced. Ad sheagia get li ada, but Rambam there doesn't say anything about edim mesira.
He doesn't say. You're talking about in two halachas ago, or way before.
This is yesterday's halachas. Halachas Dalad and Hay.
By Shliach Kabbalah. Right? Shliach Kabbalah does not require Aiden. Shliach Kabbalah does. Right? So your question.
He says Shliach Kabbalah does not. Shliach Kabbalah does not. But she's
when he
not
says,
divorced,
when he
not
says,
Shliach, get
Liyadah. Right. Well, when he says Stam Shliach, back in halacha Yudalad, right? That's Shliach Kabbalah. Right, Shliach Kabbalah must give her the get in front of.
I'm reading from Halacha Dalad. Ein Shliach Halacha v'Habaad Tzarich Edim, and then Halacha Hey Ein Ha'isha Misgareshes. Right, Ad Shiagia Get Liada. But so I guess my question to Rambam over there doesn't say anything about Edei Mesira, and the Shliach Hava does not seem to need Edim.
It seems that way, right? I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, here he's definitely making it clear here that Edom are required. Again, it's not it doesn't undermine it completely, because you see you can still work it out to get kosher, but that's a good question. I'll look into it. Just send me a remind me at the end. I'll definitely look into it. Okay. So Lachi Yudchas, now continuing this issue of Bittel. So Amar La Asara Kisu Get. Okay. So let's say he told 10 people, write a get, Utnula Ishti, and give it to my wife. Now, it's interesting what he could do here. Yachol levata lezeh shelobif nezeh. He could go ahead and levata to get in front of one of the 10, let's say. Da'afil v'nei shnayim achirim. Or he could even levata to get outside of that group of 10 and go to two other people and levata to. Okay? Shalach a get biyad shnayim. Let's say he sends the get with two shlichim. Harez yachol levata lezeh shelobif nezeh. He can actually levata to get in front of one of the shlichim and not the other. Da'afilu hayu asara. As long as once he negates the get in front of one person, the get is batal. Okay? I mean, as you'll soon see, this will lead to all sorts of problems. Halachi yates, v'chein. Misha amar l'shnayim, get sh'ani kosav l'ishti batalhu. Let's say the Baal says to two other people, witnesses, that the get that I am going to write, right, is going to be batal. Okay? Again, in creating like a contradictory state. The kosav akarach get. And then he writes a get, v'nosna Allah, and he gives it to her, b'fnei shnayim achirim, or is a get batal. Even though he gave it to her in front of two other witnesses, it's a get batal. V'zuhi, this is called mesiras hamoda ala get. This is called literally giving over or lodging some type of objection against the get itself. V'chein im amr lahem kol get shi'ichtav li ploni batal. So too, let's say he said to these witnesses, any get that that this person writes will be batal, or kol shget she'echtob, the beis dino shalpon yeri batal, any get that I write and that guy's beis din is batal, or kol get she'echtob mehayom bat eshrim shana batal, any get that I write from today until 20 years is batal, hareza batal. All the situations, the get is batal. B'chein, im amar l'shnayim, if he says to two edim, kol get she'echtob leponis ishti batalhu, let's say he says to two witnesses, any get that I write for so-and-so, okay, my wife is bato, okay, the kol davar she'vata bo modazu, right, and any statements that I make, again, notice the contradiction here, any statements that I make to be mevato, okay, this moda, right, is bato, harehu bato, and what happens, the chasav acharkach get. He writes a get afterwards. Vinos nalani gives it to her. Afapi shebitol hamoda konim shift of a get. Even though he was mevatel the objection that he was stating prior to writing the get, vietnula hare get batel. Nonetheless, at the end of the day, in this case, the get would also be batel. Okay, alachachav. In Cain, matakanas dabarzeth. Okay, so the Rambam is bothered. He's saying, how do we correct the previous situation? What do we do? So the witnesses should tell the guy prior to the get being written, Amar bifnenu shekol hadvarim shemasarta shegormim kishi is taimu osan hadvarim vatal get ze harehen betalim. So basically what they say is, tell us the following. Tell us in front of us that anything you said, okay, that when we actually find out about or verified would bring about this get to become batal, those things are themselves batal. And he says, I agree. And afterwards, he tells him to go ahead and write and sign. And he doesn't let the, and the husband is not allowed to leave. We want to make sure this husband doesn't go out and tries to pull this bitl card again. So we keep him there to make sure he doesn't try and mevatel it. And ultimately, whether the person is lodging the problem with the get itself or someone trying to mevatel it, trying to mevatel the objection, either way, what it called, they do not need an actual shtar, an actual true kinyan, okay? But that's a takana that the Rambam is suggesting for this messy situation. Now, shaleach get biyad shaliach. Let's say the Baal sends the get in the hands of a shaliach. Ubatal get, and he nullifies the get. He can go ahead and actually use this get to divorce his wife at some other future time as whenever he feels fit to do so. Okay. Because ultimately, he wasn't mevatel from Torah's get. Rather, he was simply mevatel the shlichus itself. Therefore, if the husband had the get, ubatlo, and he nullifies the get. Gagon, sh'amar get zeb bato. He says, for example, this get is bato. Bato who? Ain't a megarish bo l'olam. Then he basically can never use his get to divorce her. Very ukecheresh and nishbar. It's like a broken piece of pottery. Okay. Ve'im girish bo and a megreshes. He can never use it to divorce her. Okay. So again, if he's mevato the get, if he says the get that I have in my hand is bato, then he can't use that get again in the future. V'chein, in piresh be'esh bitlo, if he makes it clear, again, after the get was given to the shaliach, he makes it clear that he's going to mevatel it. Behu biyad shaliach, it's in the hands of the shaliach. Amar get sheshalachti arayu batal milios get. If he says openly the get that I sent, this is mevatel to become a get in a megarsh kol olam. Then basically he's destroyed the efficacy of said get. Okay, halacha chapez. The ezel l'shono is mevatel a get. So how, what exactly can he say to nullify a get? So he can, what's it called? It's not all the way. So what can he do? What does he have to say? Amar batalhu. So the easiest one is he says is, it's batal. E efshibo. He can say, I cannot follow this. Get ze lo yoyol. He can say, this get won't work. Lo yatir, lo yazov, lo yishlach, lo yigarish. Ye kecheresh. Okay. It could be like a piece of pottery, broken pottery. Ye cheresh. Any of these types of terms, all are sufficient to express the idea that he's mevatel again. Im amar echa me'elu v'chol hadom le'en, right? If he says one of these or anything like this, harei ze batlo. He's able to be mevatel the get. Okay, halacha chav gimel. Of course, what the Rambam is going to have to mention things that he says that were not mevatel the get. Aval im amar get ze edo get. Let's say he says his get is no good. Aval im amar get ze edo get. Pasulhu, ina moel, ina matir, ina mishaleach, okay, ina megarish, chereshu, lor maklum. If he says things like it doesn't permit her, or what do you call it, doesn't divorce her, or it's what do you call it, does not send her out. All the if he makes these kinds of statements, lo maklum, he hasn't said anything. Why? Shein ze lashon mivatel, because this isn't lashon of nullifying, ela lashon modia mitas adabar. It's just telling us factual information. Very hodia lan adabar she'eno kan. And it's just telling us the opposite of the fact, okay? Meaning that, okay, it's making a statement of fact, okay? But in this case, the statements he's referring to are incorrect facts, but nonetheless, they are statements of fact. Okay. Rehodil on a davar sheno kain. He's telling us something that we know can't be. Kami sheomer al davar asur. It's like if someone says something about something that's asur, shu mutter. He says that that thing that's asur is mutter. Oh, al tamei shu tahar. Or as if he's saying on that which is tamei is tahar. But he hasn't, used the language of bittul. Okay. Now, lacha chavdalet. Now, let's say he says, Amar get ze, okay, batel, okay. Let's say he says, this get is batel, is nullified, shemashmo pol avar, sheavar, okay. And if the implication is he's using the past tense of bittel, okay, saying it was nullified, right? Could go in chemek aver. So it's a sheavar, chemek avar, which is a pasuk mashir shirim. Hareza suffix, that's actually a suffix. So it's interesting, there's a way to use the word batal that can be considered possibly referring to the past tense. And in such a case, we're going to say that the gets a get a suffix. Let's say someone sends a get to his wife. Okay, and what happens? The agent comes back to him and says, I could not find her. I looked all over the place, couldn't find her. Oh, lo rutsli kach, or she didn't want to take the get. Okay, va'amar baal, the baal says, baruch atov ha-meitiv. He says, great, baruch Hashem, basically. Och yotzot var me'ilu, and or things like that. Shemashman she'in b'dayto l'garsha, shreihu sameach mikov get, that basically the implication is, he's ecstatic that the get isn't, that he couldn't find her, and therefore the get won't be delivered. Lo batol get. The get isn't mevatel, el yiten usia megreshes. He could still give it to her, and the get will be good. Ach yomer lo beferish, lo titen o yivatel beferish, right? Until he says openly, don't give it to her, or using one of the languages of bittel. So just saying, Baruch Hashem, you couldn't find her, is not enough to nullify the get. Halacha chavav, amisha shalach get leishto, v'chazar ubat lo b'fnei shnayim achern. Let's say he sent the get to his wife, and then was mevatel in front of two witnesses, or someone who goes ahead and tries to lodge an objection to nullify the get. Now it's interesting. Machin oso makas mardus. So ultimately, though, we don't want someone to ever do this, and therefore we give him rabbinical makas. I mean, they should gorem leos mamzerim, because this kind of baal, this kind of person, is a bum, and he's really causing the potential for mamzerim to emerge, right? Because we don't want to play this game. Sheri yagia get liada, because it's possible the get got to her. And she's going to get married. And then later on, Edom are going to come out and say that the get was a batal in front of them. So in all the halachas you talked about that a baal could be mevatel the get, ultimately, we never want this to happen. Okay, because think about the danger involved. It's very possible that, obviously today, it's not as much of a problem because of communication. But back then, think about the danger. It could be months that go by before she finds out, before the Edom come to say the get was a vatal. Meantime, she got remarried and she had kids. Terrible. Okay, lachuk of Zion. Shliach shehevi get v'nasnul isha. Let's say a shliach brought a get and gives it to the woman. Ein omrim shema batlo habal. Right? We don't ever say it's, we don't have a chashash. I mean, he's working off halacha chafav. We don't actually build a chashash into the system and say, a concern and say that maybe the Baal was mevatelit. Elanosin also la the chesed shukasha v'tinasebo. There should be no concern at all from the woman in accepting the get. It shouldn't be a situation where, because we know the Baal has the means of being mevatelit halachically, we don't assume it's going to happen. And there's a chazaka that when he gives it to her, she has nothing to worry about. Then not nimsa achalak shabatlo. And let's say it comes out later on that he was mevatelit. Unfortunately, teitzev havlad mamzer. Then she must actually get divorced. And her children are considered mamzerim. V'chein akosev get v'nasnol ishto, right? And if a guy writes a get and gives it to his wife, ein omrim shema masr modal get. He shouldn't say that he was lodging some type of objection about the get prior to writing it. Ze ela harehu b'cheses kashrus v'tinasebo. Rather, we should assume that once she gets the get, it's good, and she can go ahead and get married based on receiving the get. Okay, so even though, again, he has the power to mevatel it, we don't want a woman to kind of lose her mind, concerned about whether or not she can ever get remarried. Okay, halacha chavches. V'chein a mevi get v'niach a baal chole. This is a little more of a well-known case. Okay, let's say the shliach brings a get, okay, and it was sent by a guy, right, who was sick. Okay, oh Shaya Zakin, or he's very old. No salava cheska shukayim. When he gives it, when the shliach gives it to her, it's a chazaka that really he's alive. Everything's good. Okay, but let's say he's on his deathbed. Okay, rove goses in lamisa. We basically say that most people in the situation are going to die. The afapi shenastula, even though he gave it to her, raises a suffic gerushin. She ain't get la hermisa. So basically, we say it's a suffic gerushin because Allah is you can't give a get obviously after he's dead. So it's a suffic gerushin. So similarly, v'chein ir shehi kifa achayel. Okay, let's say you have a city that's surrounded by an army and it's held under siege. Usfina metarefes v'yam, or you have a ship that's not quite sinking yet, but it's in trouble. Vayotze lidon, or let's say a person's being taken out to be tried in for a possible capital offense. Hare elu becheskas chayim, they're considered to be alive. Vimhaya get echa mehem v'yad shaliach, no salishtov tia becheskas migreshes. The transaction would still be a valid transaction. However, Allah Khaftes, Aval Ir Shakavsha Hagayas, okay, who but let's say the city was captured and conquered by the army, Usfinish of Dabayam, where the ship is lost at sea, by Yotze Lahar and Basin, or the guy's actually being taken out to be executed by Basin Shogoyim, he's getting sent to the electric chair, Umisha Garasu Chaya, or someone who's being dragged away by, let's say, a lion. Or shut for Nahar, or let's say a situation where he's swept away by a river, or Nafla love Mapolis, or an avalanche falls on him, no sinalan chomer chayim, but chomer mason. This is interesting. We apply chumras of both being alive and the chumra being dead. Okay? Therefore, vim haya get echad mehen biyada shaliach, if the get is in the hands of a shaliach in one of these situations, ain't no solishta. He should not give it to his wife. Im nasdullah, if he did, arezu suffek migoreshes. And if we know for sure that the Baal died prior to the get getting to her hands, it's definitely not considered a get. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up Perek Zion tomorrow.